And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday said the loss of life in the earthquake in Turkey and Syria that has killed over 11,500 people has been truly staggering and shocking.
So far, we've deployed more than 150 search and rescue personnel to Turkey. We have U.S. helicopters that are helping to reach areas that would otherwise be difficult to access.
Blinken also said Washington will have more to say in days ahead about how the United States will continue to support the Turkish and Syrian people as they recover from the devastation. The Syrian rebel-controlled enclave of Idlib on the Turkish border is reeling from Monday's two deadly earthquakes. The region has already been devastated by years of civil war, and aid agencies now say the need for international assistance is urgent. For VOA, Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Monday's two deadly earthquakes devastated the Syrian rebel-controlled Idlib province on Turkey's border. But out of the destruction, miraculous stories of survival, like Abu Yazan Madar. Madar and his family were rescued by the Civil Defense Force, commonly known as the White Helmets. But Madar's son Habib died. The sheer scale of the destruction is pushing the White Helmets to the limit as they contend with freezing winter conditions. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Police in Canada say a city bus drove into a daycare north of Montreal, leaving two children dead and six injured. A police spokesperson says the 51-year-old bus driver was arrested and charged with careless driving and homicide after the Wednesday morning crash. An eyewitness says that immediately after the crash, the driver stepped out of the bus, ripped off his clothes,